This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keefe, every Friday here on WEEI. Today we have football movies, Keith.
Ooh, boy.
Good synergy, as you said earlier, with the hashtag Dork Podcast. You started football month already.
Football month, yeah. We just did Varsity Blues, a little rewatch review of Varsity Blues. So you can check that out on the Odyssey app. We'll continue to do football movies, including, I think, a new one, which comes out September 19th. So next week, the Marlon Wayans film Him comes out. Looks scary.
Ooh,
looks like it could be pretty scary.
Nice. You're going to go see that one.
Yeah, so we'll do that, and that'll be a football movie and a new movie. All wrapped up into one.
All wrapped up into one. Good stuff there. We got the Friday 4-pack at 11:30. Week in review, 12:45. Keys at 1. Milt the Stilt Williams in the 1 o'clock hour. Red Sox-Yankees talk coming up as well.
Loaded.
With a big series for you here on a Patriots Friday, plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. I have a feeling I should go first on this one.
All right, you go first. I bet we have a lot of overlap because we're the same. Well, maybe not.
I don't think so.
So I feel like people of a certain age would have a lot of overlap because there are some that are like older ones. You go first. Then we can do some honorable mentions and ones that just missed. But I'm curious to your list.
Okay, let's start the countdown here, Nick.
Number 5.
I'm going to lean in on a couple of football comedies here to get started.
Sure.
Very underrated one, although it's admittedly been a chunk of time since I've seen it. I like The Replacements.
Good one.
Replacements a good film.
Oh, yeah. Shane Falco.
Good cast.
Nice.
Good film. Funny. You get some laughs in there. You get some football.
Gene Hackman back as a coach.
I have The Replacements at number 5.
Number 4.
Another comedy, Waterboy. An outstanding individual athlete. Maybe this is what people are confusing. We've ranked some of these athletes from football films and athletes from movies in the past.
Yeah.
But Bobby Boucher in The Waterboy.
Good one.
I have Waterboy number 4.
Coming in at number 3rd.
Coming in at number 3rd.
Yeah, what do you have?
I bet this is not on your list, Keith, but you know what I like? Because I'm notoriously a book guy. I read this book, Bragg.
Book guy.
Blindside.
Blindside.
I like The Blindside.
Have you followed up on Blindside?
No.
Michael Orr and that lady.
The family?
Think it's great.
Oh, it's a good film, though. Good film. No, that everybody's a loser
it's
in that.
It's pretty bad.
It turns out. Yeah, but the movies.
They should make a sequel to that movie because it's got real bad between
much,
the family and him.
Much grittier between those two.
A lot of finger pointing, I think, going on there. A
lot of finger pointing there.
But Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for that performance.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Big Mike, good performance in there. So that's coming in at number 3rd.
Number 2.
This one I expect on your list, Any Given Sunday.
Oh, that's great.
Any Given Sunday, a good film, another great cast. It's a darker, grittier look at the NFL.
Sure is.
Which maybe they should do with The Blind Side. So Any Given Sunday, I have 2.
Number
1.
This one I know is controversial, but it's played multiple times every year leading up to my fantasy football auction. We air it like Scarface over and over and over again. Draft Day. When people come, we've done the auction at my house the last handful of years.
Yeah.
And when people come over, draft day's on.
Yeah.
Costner's making moves. He's trading away picks. He's trading back for his picks.
That's crazy.
He's yelling about Schefter, cursing him out. So I see that multiple times every single year on my draft day number one football film.
Okay, interesting. Some overlap, not as much overlap.
No, I didn't think, maybe I thought. I didn't think there would be a lot of overlap.
There were a few tough omissions, which we'll get to in a minute. Number five. Sorry, I forgot we have a guy that does that.
How dare you?
Waterboy. Waterboy's hilarious. And there's like funny, good football scenes. There's some big hits. Bobby Boucher had that one game. He had like 10 sacks for the SCLSU Mud Dogs. He also showed up at halftime of the Bourbon Bowl when they were about to lose. Then he came back and won.
Big moment. That's a big football moment.
It was really good. Yeah, the kicker was a good, the coach, the whole thing. So I like the Waterboy at five.
Number four.
Any Given Sunday, you already mentioned it. The Game of Inches speech by Al Pacino is an all-timer. They play that at sporting events even now. Steeman Willie Beeman might be one of the best fictional football players of all time. Sort of like a wild league, some cool stuff with LL Cool J and Bill Bellamy and the whole thing. I love Any Given Sunday.
Coming in at number third.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah, see,
this came out in high school.
This is not one of my favorites. I know a lot of people like this. It's not
great.
One of my favorites.
It's Denzel. This came out in high school. We actually saw it like as a team. They're like, all right, everybody in. We went and saw Remember the Titans based on a true story. Some memorable moments in there. Left Side Strong Side. Ryan Gosling, who was a horrible cornerback and thankfully tapped out and allowed somebody better to take over. But a fun, not fun, but also very serious high school football movie.
Number two.
And maybe it's because I just rewatched it, but Varsity Blues, number two for me. It might be slight recency bias because I just watched it last week for like however many times. I love this.
This is a tough omission for me, but I was very confident to be on your list, so I felt like I could chop it off.
So many good characters and just a wild high school time.
Number
one.
Number one, I think, is really not up for debate, and you didn't even have it on your list. The Program. The Program's the greatest football movie ever made. It's the writer and director from Major League, which is the greatest baseball movie ever made. This is one of those movies that when it came out in 1993, I'm sure people were like, oh, that's a little much. There's no way college teams are like that. They are like that. You got guys that are just maniacs. You got guys doing steroids. You got guys that are, you know, fighting for spots. You got guys that are under a lot of pressure, for, you know, Heisman candidate type stuff. Great cast in there. Young Halle Berry. Program is a blast. Number one with the bullet.
I think your good pal on the Twitch chat, Monty Mack, I think was calling for The Program early. So number one, you guys can shake hands on that across the aisle.
Excellent.
Which is pretty good.
So a couple of tough omissions for me. I thought The Replacements, so I'm glad it was on your list. I do like The Replacements a lot. Jerry Maguire's good. So, and that's a football movie.
Jerry Maguire was another tough omission for me. I like that film a lot.
So there's a movie I've not seen, and I feel like it's my fault. I should. I believe it came out in 1978, starring Warren Beatty, called Heaven Can Wait. It got nominated for like 9 Oscars.
Yeah, but so what?
Well, I'm just saying it's like a great, apparently it's a great movie. I've never seen it, so I don't know. It might be on some people's list, but Warren Beatty plays like a quarterback. It's like a body switch thing.
You know what's on neither? Ooh.
Yeah.
Body switch thing going
on. I think
on.
So. Oh, like, okay. He like dies early. Nice. Hence, Heaven Can Wait.
Oh, okay.
Shows back up. Yeah.
Now maybe I'm sold.
Yeah, it might be good.
I should have read the IMDb
page. Might be good. And then obviously like Longest Yard, like the original Longest Yard a lot of people like.
Yeah, I don't particularly like that. We're getting a lot of Rudy on the text line. Where the heck is Rudy?
So
guys,
I don't like
no Rudy.
Rudy's also obnoxious. For anybody that played sports, if you had like a Rudy on your team, you couldn't stand that kid. So you're like, why make a movie about him?
Right.
Obnoxious.
Oh, that guy's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love with
nobody likes the talk it up guy.
Yeah, right. Dude, easy, it's practice. Like, right. I agree with Vince Vaughn in that movie. Like, dude, chill out. We're all on the same team here. Also, I love, is it Michigan that has the, when they play Michigan, they always hold up the sign that says Rudy was offsides. It's like, his one play that he made, the guy's offsides.
Wasn't even offside.
Guy's a bum. No, I don't care for Rudy.
Our guy Dice is taking me to task for not having Remember the Titans. Not my favorite.
All right.
Maybe I need a rewatch, but it's not my favorite.
No one had Little Giants?
Didn't have Little Giants. Text people line, texting in.
Text line has Little Giants.
Necessary Roughness is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Remember the 40-year-old college quarterback story?
Yeah. Kathy Ireland's the kicker. Sinbad's in it. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, we're getting some Longest Yard. A lot of Rudy. Brian's Song. I have seen Brian's. It's been a long time since I've seen Brian's Song. I don't need to.
The Friday Night Lights movie is pretty good.
Friday Night Lights was one of my other omissions.
It's
like Friday Night Lights.
It's pretty good. The show's just so much better.
Correct.
The show's fictional versus nonfiction for the movie.
Let's see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jones's list is pathetic, just like him.
If Forrest Gump probably counts. I was going to ask you this.
Forrest Gump does not count.
Well, he was All-American returning out of Alabama.
Like, you mentioned Vince Vaughn. Does Wedding Crashers count? There's a football scene in that. Like, no. It's
football
not a
scene?
Yeah, it's not a football
movie. Backyard football.
Does Forrest Gump fall into Vietnam movies?
How many football
movies?
Scenes are there? How many football scenes are there in Forrest Gump? Like, three.
I mean, he met the president because he was an All-American.
Yeah, but it's not a football
scene. It's more of a ping-pong movie than a football movie.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you think Ace Ventura 1 is a football movie?
Ooh, that's more of a football movie than Forrest Gump.
Dan Marino's in it.
Yeah.
They steal the mask out of the Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. They go to a game. Ace is on the sideline of a game.
What a sports nut.
Probably more of a crime movie.
Yeah, more of one, but I'd say it's more a football movie than Forrest Gump.
But I wouldn't include either one.
Okay, well,
for
we
this
did,
exercise,
well, we did.
These
we did
need
not.
To be more football than that.
All right, so it's a list we've definitely done for the first time and one time only. Top five football movies. What?
Then maybe go to the call. Real quick.
Oh, should we go to Calvin and Methuen? Hello, yeah. Calvin.
Calvin, what do you got?
Hey, I found one. I don't know if it's completely football, but it started. They came out from the locker room. Somebody would have gone. The Last Boy Scout.
Oh, Last Boy Scout. Yeah, Last Boy Scout's great.
Oh, it said here
yeah,
you couldn't remember the name.
Come out and then shoot the running back. It's crazy.
Yeah, he had a gun on the field. I remember Last Boy Scout. How could you not? Damon Wayans, or was it Bruce Willis?
He says, can't remember the name of the movie.
I was gonna thought we could help him out.
Yeah, I was ready to play
we
that game.
Be like, we could be Bing. Yeah. We could be human Bing. Yeah.
I never saw Last Boy Scout. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, it's good.
All right. It's good. Keep sending those in on the text line, 617-779-7937. You guys rank movies like children.
What?
That's probably just an old man text. We are children compared to that individual.
North Dallas 40. Our guy Dice wants Gridiron Gang, Invincible.
Invincible?
We Are Marshall.
I like
That's
the
true story. That's
I wrote the game plan with The Rock.
You can put that on there if you want.
Never saw that one.
You can put that on there.
We could do the Tooth Fairy. If we want to rank hockey movies.
We could
do the Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy.
When I think rock, I think hockey.
We could do hockey in like November.
Yeah, let's save that.
Let it breathe a little bit.
Well, we could do it once and then do it again on the top.
Yeah,
five.
I guess.
Yeah, let's do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.